no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 29th day of June. Yep, we're almost there. We're almost halfway through this year. I have a hard time with that reality, but here we are. And halfway through the year means we are nearly halfway through the Bible. A lot has happened. We are learning about the kings of the now split nation of Israel, Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom, and the kings that will rule and lead the people into righteousness, into the goodness of God, and those that will lead people into evil. And evil, by explanation of the Bible, is in direct disobedience, idol worship of other gods other than Almighty God. So we continue today in the Kings and the Chronicles. Today we're reading 1 Kings chapter 22, and then we will read 2 Chronicles chapter 18. This week we are reading the Contemporary English Version. 1 Kings chapter 22. For the next 3 years, there was peace between Israel and Syria. During the third year, King Jehoshaphat of Judah went to visit King Ahab of Israel. Ahab asked his officials, "Why haven't we tried to get Ramoth and Gilead back from the Syrians? It belongs to us." Then he asked Jehoshaphat, "Would you go to Ramoth with me and attack the Syrians?" "Just tell me what to do," Jehoshaphat answered. "My army and horses are at your command. But first, let's ask the Lord." Ahab sent for about 400 prophets and asked, "Should I attack the Syrians at Ramoth?" "Yes," the prophets answered. "The Lord will help you defeat them." But Jehoshaphat said, "Just to make sure, is there another of the Lord's prophets we can ask?" "We could ask Micaiah, son of Imlah," Ahab said. "But I hate Micaiah. He always has bad news for me." "Don't say that," Jehoshaphat replied. Then Ahab sent someone to bring Micaiah as soon as possible. All this time, Ahab and Jehoshaphat were dressed in their royal robes and were seated on their thrones at the threshing place near the gate of Samaria. They were listening to the prophets tell them what the Lord had said. Zedekiah, son of Chenaanah, was one of the prophets. He had made some horns out of iron and shouted, "Ahab, the Lord says you will attack the Syrians like a bull with iron horns and wipe them out." All the prophets agreed that Ahab should attack the Syrians at Ramoth, and they promised that the Lord would help him defeat them. Meanwhile, the messenger who went to get Micaiah whispered, "Micaiah, all the prophets have good news for Ahab. Now go and say the same thing." "I'll say whatever the living Lord tells me to say," Micaiah replied. Then Micaiah went to Ahab, and Ahab asked, "Micaiah, should I attack the Syrians at Ramoth?" "Yes," Micaiah answered. "The Lord will help you defeat them." "Micaiah, I've told you over and over to tell me the truth," Ahab shouted. "What does the Lord really say?" He answered, "In a vision, I saw Israelite soldiers walking around in the hills like sheep without a shepherd to guide them. The Lord said, 'This army has no leader. They should go home and not fight.'" Ahab turned to Jehoshaphat and said, "I told you he would bring bad news." Micaiah replied, "Listen to this. I also saw the Lord seated on his throne with every creature in heaven gathered around him. The Lord asked, 'Who can trick Ahab and make him go to Ramoth where he will be killed?' They talked about it for a while. Then finally a spirit came forward and said to the Lord, 'I can trick Ahab.' 'How?' the Lord asked. 'I'll make Ahab's prophets lie to him.' 'Good,' the Lord replied. 'Now go and do it.' This is exactly what has happened, Ahab. The Lord made all your prophets lie to you, and he knows you will soon be destroyed." Zedekiah walked up to Micaiah and slapped him on the face. Then he asked, "Do you really think the Lord would speak to you and not to me?" Micaiah answered, "You'll find out on the day you have to hide in the back room of some house." Ahab shouted, "Arrest Micaiah. Take him to Prince Joash and Governor Ammon of Samaria. Tell them to put him in prison and to give him nothing but bread and water until I come back safely. Micaiah said, If you do come back, I was wrong about what the Lord wanted me to say. Then he told the crowd, Don't forget what I said. Ahab and Jehoshaphat led their armies to Ramoth in Gilead. Before they went into battle, Ahab said, Jehoshaphat, I'll disguise myself, but you wear your royal robe. Then Ahab disguised himself and went into battle. The king of Syria had ordered his 32 chariot commanders to attack only Ahab. So when they saw Jehoshaphat in his robe, they thought he was Ahab and started to attack him. But when Jehoshaphat shouted out to them, they realized he wasn't Ahab, and they left him alone. However, during the fighting, a soldier shot an arrow without even aiming, and it hit Ahab where two pieces of his armor joined. He shouted to his chariot driver, I've been hit. Get me out of here. The fighting lasted all day, with Ahab propped up in his chariot so he could see the Syrian troops. He bled so much that the bottom of the chariot was covered with blood, and by evening, he was dead. As the sun was going down, someone in Israel's army shouted to the others, Retreat! Go back home! Ahab's body was taken to Samaria and buried there. Some workers washed his chariot near a spring in Samaria, and prostitutes washed themselves in his blood. Dogs licked Ahab's blood off the ground just as the Lord had warned. Everything else Ahab did while he was king, including the towns he strengthened and the palace he built and furnished with ivory, is written in the history of the kings of Israel. Ahab died, and his son Ahaziah became king. Jehoshaphat, son of Asa, became king of Judah in Ahab's fourth year as king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he became king, and he ruled from Jerusalem for 25 years. His mother was Azubah, daughter of Shilhai. Jehoshaphat obeyed the Lord just as his father Asa had done, and during his rule he was at peace with the king of Israel. He got rid of the rest of the prostitutes from the local shrines, but he did not destroy the shrines, and they were still used as places for offering sacrifices. Everything else Jehoshaphat did while he was king, including his brave deeds and military victories, is written in the history of the kings of Judah. The country of Edom had no king at the time, so a lower official ruled the land. Jehoshaphat had seagoing ships built to sail to Ophir for gold, but they were wrecked at Ezion-Geber and never sailed. Ahaziah, son of Ahab, offered to let his sailors go with Jehoshaphat's sailors, but Jehoshaphat refused. Jehoshaphat died and was buried beside his ancestors in Jerusalem, and his son Jehoram became king. Ahaziah, son of Ahab, became king of Israel in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat's rule in Judah, and he ruled 2 years from Samaria. Ahaziah disobeyed the Lord just as his father, his mother, and Jeroboam had done. They all led Israel to sin. Ahaziah worshipped Baal and made the Lord God of Israel very angry, just as his father had done. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Jehoshaphat was now very rich and famous. He signed a treaty with King Ahab of Israel by arranging the marriage of his son and Ahab's daughter. One day, Jehoshaphat went to visit Ahab in his capital city of Samaria. Ahab slaughtered sheep and cattle and prepared a big feast to honor Jehoshaphat and the officials with him. Ahab talked about attacking the city of Ramoth in Gilead and finally asked, Jehoshaphat, would you go with me to attack Ramoth? Yes, Jehoshaphat answered. My army is at your command, but first let's ask the Lord what to do. Ahab sent for 400 prophets and asked, Should I attack the city of Ramoth? Yes, the prophets answered. God will help you capture the city. But Jehoshaphat said, Just to make sure, is there another of the Lord's prophets we can ask? We could ask Micaiah, son of Imlah, Ahab said. But I hate Micaiah. He always has bad news for me. Don't say that, Jehoshaphat replied. Then Ahab sent someone to bring Micaiah as soon as possible. All this time, Ahab and Jehoshaphat were dressed in their royal robes and were seated on their thrones at the threshing place near the gate of Samaria, listening to the prophets tell them what the Lord had said. Zedekiah, son of Chenaanah, was one of the prophets. He had made some horns out of iron and shouted, "Ahab, the Lord says you will attack the Syrians like a bull with iron horns and wipe them out." All the prophets agreed that Ahab should attack the Syrians at Ramoth and promised that the Lord would help him defeat them. Meanwhile, the messenger who went to get Micaiah whispered, "Micaiah, all the prophets have good news for Ahab. Now go and say the same thing." I'll say whatever the living Lord my God tells me to say," Micaiah replied. Then Micaiah went up to Ahab, who asked, "Micaiah, should we attack Ramoth?" "Yes," Micaiah answered. "The Lord will help you capture the city." Ahab shouted, "Micaiah, I've told you over and over to tell me the truth. What does the Lord really say?" Micaiah answered, "In a vision, I saw Israelite soldiers wandering around, lost in the hills like sheep without a shepherd. The Lord said, 'These troops have no leader. They should go home and not fight.'" Ahab turned to Jehoshaphat and said, "I told you he would bring me bad news." Micaiah replied, "I then saw the Lord seated on his throne with every creature in heaven gathered around him. The Lord asked, 'Who can trick Ahab and make him go to Ramoth where he will be killed?'" They talked about it for a while. Then finally a spirit came forward and said to the Lord, "I can trick Ahab." "How?" the Lord asked. "I'll make Ahab's prophets lie to him." "Good," the Lord replied. "Now go and do it. You will be successful." "Ahab, this is exactly what has happened. The Lord made all your prophets lie to you, and he knows you will soon be destroyed." Zedekiah walked over and slapped Micaiah on the face. Then he asked, "Do you really think the Lord would speak to you and not to me?" Micaiah answered, "You'll find out on the day you have to hide in the back room of some house." Ahab shouted, "Arrest Micaiah. Take him to Prince Joash and Governor Amon of Samaria. Tell them to put him in prison and to give him nothing but bread and water until I come back safely." Micaiah said, "If you do come back, I was wrong about what the Lord wanted me to say." Then he told the crowd, "Don't forget what I said." Ahab and Jehoshaphat led their armies to Ramoth in Gilead. Before they went into battle, Ahab said, "Jehoshaphat, I'll disguise myself, but you wear your royal robe." Ahab disguised himself and went into battle. The king of Syria had ordered his chariot commanders to attack only Ahab. So when they saw Jehoshaphat in his robe, they thought he was Ahab and started to attack him. But Jehoshaphat prayed, and the Lord made the Syrian soldiers stop. And when they realized he wasn't Ahab, they left him alone. However, during the fighting, a soldier shot an arrow without even aiming, and it hit Ahab between two pieces of his armor. He shouted to his chariot driver, "I've been hit! Get me out of here!" The fighting lasted all day, with Ahab propped up in his chariot so he could see the Syrian troops. He stayed there until evening, and by sundown, he was dead. What a very interesting story we have on two different recounts today. A story that we have seen similar events play out, because we see the actions, but ultimately what the actions do is reveal the heart. I think I would title today's reading something like, "When We Don't Want to Face the Truth." Let's break it down just real quickly. King Ahab, who is the king of Israel, joins an alliance with King Jehoshaphat of Judah in hopes to reclaim Ramoth Gilead. And so they join this alliance, and they're going to go fight and take back Ramoth Gilead from Aram. And so before they leave, Ahab gathers 400 prophets who promise him victory, promise him a successful war. And here's the part that I love. We can find as many people as we want to tell us what we want to hear. You don't have to look far in the culture of Christianity for someone to tell you what you want to hear. And it will make you feel really good. And it will give you temporary hope if you seem down and out. But do you have the one trusted voice in your life that will tell you the absolute truth, whether it's the truth that you want to hear or not. And so before they actually leave for war, there's one prophet named Micaiah who will speak for God. And there's this whole interaction that's just a little bit backwards, which I find funny. He's just going to tell him what he wants to hear because he knows he's not going to listen to the truth and obey God. I think it's worth pointing out that Micaiah speaks what he saw from God and then tells the people in Ahab's defiance and disobedience, if he does not come back, remember the words that I have spoke. And then the very next move is also fascinating. King Ahab disguises himself to evade danger. Now, if this isn't just such a rich picture that we need to really consider, he's already disregarded the voice of God, but now he's going into battle hiding and disguising himself, thinking that he can hide from God. If this is not a picture for us to snap and to look at within our own selves, how many times do we disobey the voice of God because we want to hear something different? And in our disobedience, in our own defiance, we mask up. We paint the face real pretty, wear the clothes real shiny, and head into what we want. The underlying motive of King Ahab's actions and the underlying motive when we do the same thing, disregard the voice of God, the instruction of God, we are revealing our need for control, our pride that will not surrender to the voice and the will of God. We mask ourselves up and head straight for destruction. And then what do we do when we get into the destruction? We either blame God or call on God. We need an SOS. We need a rescue. Get us out of this mess ASAP. And I'll serve you and I'll trust you all the days of my life until the next opportunity comes. The story of King Ahab's disobedience is an ancient one, but it's so familiar to us today. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you that you are the truth, and we can't claim to know the truth and have the truth and disregard your voice, your warning, your instruction. We are foolish to do both of those things at the same time, to claim that we have the truth and to walk in complete disobedience and to hide ourselves as we walk into disobedience, thinking that our approach will protect us when nothing is hidden from you. God, I pray that you would reveal the heart of all of us today, here and now, in the story of King Ahab, and bring what is hidden in our own hearts to the light. And we will give you thanks and we will give you praise because you love us enough to do so. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That is the website. That is the free app 2.0. Download it. Check it out. Get acquainted with it if you have not. Let's talk about the long walk. It's coming up July the 7th. We're just a little ways out from that. We hope that you will get out and join us on this international Daily Audio Bible holiday, the long walk. Get your water, get your shoes, lace them up, flip them on, slip them on, whatever kicks will take your feet to walk in. Join us. Get out with nature, be alone with God, be intentional with your time with God. and we will give instructions about where to post your pictures and your videos on your long walk. And it is such a beautiful event to take part of and such a beautiful thing to see your pictures and videos all over the country, to see such beauty in your surroundings. It's one of my favorite things that we do in this space all year. So join us July the 7th. If you would like to partner with Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're giving by the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for give on the app. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. The number for chronological, 800-583-2164. Or utilizing the app again, hit the red circle button up at the top right-hand section next to the give icon. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone right below that. Hit chronological on the right-hand side, and that will ensure that your call gets to the right place. That's going to do it for me today. We'll continue the reading tomorrow in the book of 2 Chronicles. I love you all. We'll turn the page together then. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, DAB Chronological family. This is Dave in Arizona. A few days ago, KSD called in and prayed for somebody else, which is absolutely awesome. I love hearing that guy's voice. But he also let us know that him and his wife were going through some things. So this prayer goes out to them. Dear Jesus, please watch over and bless KSD and his wife and whatever trials and tribulations they're going through. Lord Jesus, please bring them through this on the other side, even stronger than they are now. Give them the strength, knowledge, and understanding to get through this. Show them all the love and compassion that I know that you have for them. Please, dear Jesus, do this in your name, because I pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Hello, this is Debbie from New York. This call is for prayers to Maya, who I just heard your plaintive cries for her love and encouragement in regard to your little baby Ella, that you call Angel, because you learned that the referral to the plastic surgeon has been rejected, and that she is not healing well, that the scars are turning into keloids. And Lord, we just pray with all, I know that I am joined by so many. We pray for a miracle. We just pray to the living God. We know that he still does miracles, that he makes a way where there seems no way, and that he overwhelms you with his peace that passes all understanding. Please know, my dear sister, that God will prevail here. I don't know the outcome. Nobody does. But we just pray that he would intervene in a mighty, mighty way. We pray for all good things, for your little Ella and your breaking heart. And Jesus, 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 he's got you, Maya. He's got little Ella. Praise God that we have him. Again, this is Debbie from New York. My heart and soul are with you, wrapped with yours. And we'll continue to keep little Ella in our prayers and the entire situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DABC. I want to pray for baby Ella and Mama Amaya. Father, I just thank you, God, for this baby. Lord, let her have no infection in the name of Jesus. Let her have new skin growth with no keloids. Reduce the itching. Give the medical people wisdom to know how to treat baby Ella, and Lord, comfort Maya how distressed she is about her sweet baby. We're praying for you both. Okay, have a great day.
Hello, this is Rosalind from sunny South Florida. Today is Friday, June the 26th. I am having surgery on Tuesday, June the 30th. Please pray with me for a successful surgery. Take care. God bless. Cherish the moments.